Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of In the Blink of an Eye by Pat Milton, narrated by Richard Poe, and including an interview with the author. This work is copyrighted 1999 by Pat Milton. This recording is copyrighted 2000 by Recorded Books Incorporated. The crash of TWA Flight 800 just off Long Island, New York, in the early evening of July 17, 1996, shocked the world. Initially suspecting that a crime had been committed, James Kallstrom, the head of the FBI's New York office, led the two-year investigation. In the Blink of an Eye offers a rare look at the efforts of several government agencies, which often had different missions, to find the truth about the most mysterious and disturbing disaster in aviation history. And now, In the Blink of an Eye.
Chapter 1. The Beepers. At 8:45 p.m. on July 17, 1996, the last toasts of a very private dinner were raised within a mahogany-paneled private dining room of the Friars Club on East 55th Street in Manhattan. The guest of honor was a short, compactly built former Marine named Ray Kelly. Ex-Police Commissioner of New York City, newly named Undersecretary of the U.S. Treasury in charge of U.S. Customs, the Secret Service, ATF, and other law enforcement branches. The dinner was an intimate one, as befitted a vest-pocket-sized club that occupied a single brownstone. About 30 guests sat on either side of Kelly at a horseshoe-shaped banquet table. Most were men, top brass in the New York City Police Department, the FBI, the CIA, and the Secret Service. But among them were a few women judges and prosecutors. The men kept their jackets on and their ties pulled tight. The women remained in their business suits, but a sense of fun, even mischief, pervaded the room. The Friars Club was one place where a public official could have a glass of port with dessert, light up a cigar, and tell an off-color story without having to read about it the next morning in the Daily News. As the guests were leaving, law enforcement dinners tended to start and end early, even at the Friars. The gently insistent sound of beepers began chirping from every direction. The guests exited, perhaps a bit more quickly than usual, to their waiting cars to return the calls, not yet aware that they were all about to get the same message.
One of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?